Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension. Hello, in this video I would like to share with you about the frequency of the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians is a powerful star race that has been present in humanity for a very, very long time. Pleiadians work exclusively with the heart chakra, which is really interesting to observe because when I have all the visuals co-creating with my beautiful Pleiadians and also traveling into their realm, I see that literally they have only the heart chakra activated. Only is a very small word because it's powerful, because it's magnificent, because witnessing that literally shift our field into feeling more love. The special frequencies of the Pleiadians are really anchored in communities. They are really anchored in divine service, in helping each other, in giving and receiving. Working from the heart center, it's interesting to observe that they're in their realms, you know, on the planets, they actually breathe from the heart. They don't breathe from the nostrils and so on. The breath, the prana, the light force that they have there entirely, like exclusively enters the heart portal. Therefore, they constantly are connected to love. Love enters their heart. And they give love back, love, but also joy and connection. They live in communities. They have males and females and children. Everybody is there together. And it's wonderful to witness. When Pleiadian frequency is very strong with certain humans, we can see that these humans are naturally drawn to serving others. It can be healthcare professional, therapist, healers. It can be anyone who has a very strong sense of mission. Many of us co-create with Pleiadian frequency, even though it is not our main star system. It is wonderful to call in our Pleiadian friends from this place of utmost love and also respect, because knowing that we call them in, it's going to take their time and energy to actually come in our field, to create a connection with us. And they so happily do so. Pleiadians are so loving and compassionate. They are here to teach us how to anchor these templates in our realities, how to be able to give love and receive love, how to be able to give without feeling depleted, how to magnify our heart portal so we have more love for ourselves and others, but also more power. When our heart field is open and vibrant, we are also more naturally protected. I know that a lot of people who serve others feel depleted of energy afterwards. If that is your case, I would like to invite you to ask Pleiadians to come and teach you and help you, not necessarily by protecting yourself as such, but mostly by connecting to greater level of love, being able to channel from the energy of the earth, from your soul, not from your energetic systems. Pleiadians use the heart portal to be fully connected with their planet. They teach us to use our heart portal to be fully connected with planet Earth, to vibrate with planet Earth. Pleiadians are here to help us be anchored in this reality that we have chosen. We chose this reality because, well, you here listening to this word, you have a physical body. It means that your soul chose this reality. So many of us star seeds, we just want to escape. Just like, oh, I'm not really from here. I'm from the Pleiadians. I'm from Arcturus. I'm from Sirius and Lyra and so on and so on. No, you're not. I understand what you mean, my friend. I'm not saying no. But it's like, you are from her. You are from Earth. You are an Earthling right now. You are here now. And until we reclaim our love for physicality, our connection to physicality, it's going to be really hard to feel the energy of the Earth, to feel connected to the Earth, to feel connected and be connected to others. Palladians are here to teach us that. To teach us greater embodiment in love. I love the Earth. Isn't Earth beautiful? Isn't Earth mesmerizing? Isn't Earth perfect? I love humans. I love humans. Even though they are so clumsy and sometimes so unconscious and even times like so victim and dramatic and so on, people try the best with what they have. They might not have many keys, but they still try, you know? Palladians have taught me that. They have taught me to have compassion. So we don't bring separation between us who are on the spiritual path and others who are not. Palladians bring unity in the field. Everybody is on a path. We might not be on a one path that is similar to another person that we resonate with, but we can love that unconditionally anyway. We can respect that. We can be joyful no matter how shitty things seem to be around us or are around us. As yes, sometimes things get shitty. Palladians teach us that. It's very profound teachings, very advanced, fantastic, also loving frequency, amazing star race. They are beautiful looking. They are very diverse in their physical appearance, you know. They have a physical appearance. They have their particle organizing in a shape that's humanoid. Mm-hmm. Their frequency representation is humanoid. But the color of their skins is very varied. They have hair, very varied colored as well. Also in sizes, like very tall or not as tall. They exist between the frequencies of the fifth dimension and the 12th dimension. It's the same as humans now. Some reside in 3D, some reside in 4D, and more humans are learning how to anchor and stabilize in 5D. Well, it's the same for our star friends. They reside in different frequencies depending on their own pathways of evolution. So I would love for you to connect more to the Palladian frequency by placing your hands on your heart and simply breathing from your heart. And from this connection, you feel the heat of your hand and you drop in your heart. And you feel that literally your heart is breathing. With every inhale, it's like your heart is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And with every exhale, there is this movement of receiving all the yumminess of our world. And inhaling, we open up. It's like we touch, we caress, we love. And then we receive. We receive with so much gratitude and love. When we connect to our heart this way, we reclaim the power of the anchor of abundance residing within the heart field. There is no limitation to the amount of love we can have for ourselves, for our reality, for the earth and the plants and the animals, but also for the humans, all of the humans. Receiving Palladian's teachings has changed my life around that. And I am trained by one very magnificent, very advanced Palladian into opening up that more, those channels more, also into finding portals on the earth, as Palladian works a lot with portal frequency. Portal frequency is kind of like gathering of this frequency when it becomes very powerful. It's like you walk in nature and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what the fuck is here? It's like there's a portal there. It means that everything is magnified. This is where we build our temples. Palladians came to show us where portals were. And then we started building temples and monuments and so on, because then it would be easier to find them. But then also communities could gather. Communities gather through prayers, through ceremonies. Palladians are very big with ceremonies. If you love ceremonies, call your Palladian friends. Ask them, help me hold the frequency of love at such a high level that everybody that enters the room of this sacred ceremonial place is automatically shifted into a greater frequency of love and connection to the self and connection to the community present. Set this intention, set these systems when you create ceremonies. Work with this Palladian frequency. Connect to them, pray to them, ask them to be there, and they will. And your ceremonies and the field will amplify even more. Just people walking through the door, through the temple that you create, they're going to feel instantly so much more relaxed, so much more loved and held. I thank you for watching this video. If you're interested to know more and really co-create closely with Advanced Tarisis, I would like to invite you to join the Quantum University Fractal Alchemy. There we travel and we work with these Advanced Tarisis so that we receive these technologies with great precision. We learn how they help us in our mission precisely. It's awesome. Also, the module on the Galactic Realms is becoming an online course. So if you're not ready to join the university, then it's fine. You know that this module will be, maybe when you watch this video, it's already ready, will be available to you. So you can go at your own pace and still receive all of these powerful codes of traveling in the Galactic Realms and welcoming a powerful new galactic team. I love you dearly, and I send you all these butterflies and sparkles of Palladian love. Bye! If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.